This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live right now from my flagship stations here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across the country, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world via the internet and the satellite as we stream live online. Now, special thanks goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody out there helping in the coronavirus effort. Thank you very much for keeping America free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks out there that are working in the oil rigs here in the country and around the world. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. And you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And click on the like button while you're in there. And then make sure you jump in the chat room and converse with us, just like Maria in Germany is, and Lynn in Cape Cod is, and Wally is, and let's see, Steve in Thailand is, and Al from Nebraska, and Kyle Warren is. And here is Kyle Warren. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
And as the professor of politics, we got to say the Pledge of Allegiance because it's your day today, sort of, kind of, being it's the birthday of America. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And you know how I know that, Kyle?
How's that?
Because of this first paragraph in the Declaration of Independence. It says, when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which had connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal stations to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Now, there it is. Nature's God entitle them.
I'm so glad that you mentioned that, Captain, because each night on the program, you talk about the Judeo-Christian values of which our country is based, and that is because we know that our rights come from God. They are from an objective source of the Lord, basically, and they do not come from a bunch of people sitting around a table deciding what rights you have. That is the difference, and this is why the left is so on fire to grab power so that they can be the deciders.
And they don't even know what I just said because they don't know the Declaration of Independence.
In many cases, you're right. It's simply not taught, or it's not taught in the context of these are the founding documents of our nation. It may simply be, oh, Thomas Jefferson, he was a slave owner, and he penned the Declaration of Independence, this kind of thing. In other words, things that are completely out of context that we see going on. It's absolutely unbelievable. I would wish, Captain, that some of these folks would simply take a minute to contemplate the culture and the times that these men were living, our founding fathers. Yes, They lived in an era where slavery existed, but because of them setting up the kind of country and the kind of system that we have, we were able to evolve out of that and make the necessary changes to put us on the right moral path. It's just that simple. Without these founding fathers, who knows what might have happened.
Very good. And President Trump traveled to Mount Rushmore to give a tremendous speech last night. Before he got there was a little disruption on the road with some, quote, indigenous people that were having a peaceful demonstration. However, they took three of the vans and pulled them up in the road and blocked the road totally. That's not necessarily peaceful when you disrupt people that are trying to come in, thousands of people trying to get in. And when they did start to take them out of there, arrest them, you know, one here, one there, one here, one there, I was noticing one thing, Kyle. You know what it was?
What was that?
They weren't indigenous people.
Oh, really?
And yeah. By the way, that's what the Native Americans were. They were afraid to call them Indians or Native Americans. They called them indigenous people. The mainstream media was calling them that. But here's the deal. The first person I saw come out of there was a woman, a white woman. The second person I saw come out of there was a black man. The third person I saw come out of there in the wraps that they had on, the handcuffs, was a woman speaking French.
Oh, wow. So maybe not from around these
parts. Might have been from Canada, but speaking French. And then I saw several other people that were antagonizing, you know, they were in the middle of all this, and they weren't Indians. They were not American Indians.
Wow. Well, again, it just goes to show maybe the media is not really reporting correctly on this.
Are they blind?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
But anyway, they got it all rectified out 2.5 hours later. The National Guard came in there. And by the way, some of the reporters didn't realize that it was the National Guard because they had the big shields that said police on them. But they forgot one thing.
What was that?
They were military police.
Oh, MPs, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They were National Guard people, but they were military police, and they had the big shields that said police on them and everything else. By the way, we almost saw them get tear gassed. That is the demonstrators, but they decided not to. They just decided to use overwhelming strength and force of the people that they had there, the deputies backed up by the National Guard.
Exactly right. But at the very least, of course, you know, the festivities were able to occur. The president was able to give his speech.
Yep. And that's a good thing. And, you know, like so many people that wanted to get there, I hope everybody that was in that line was able to get there because they still had about an hour left, roughly, to make it to the events when they got the road cleared. So maybe they did, maybe they didn't. All right, hold that thought. And, folks, this is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. That means that we have more stations along the network, and we appreciate everybody that's been with us because many of the stations that are in there right now that we're on have been with us for 20 years. How about that? I'll be right back with more, and Kyle Warren, too. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants, designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, that excellent professional voice guy who's hanging on my line and waiting for me to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, that would be the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And if you're struggling with severe nagging pain like I have had a problem with in the past, arthritis has been my problem, then let me tell you what I've been taking for the past 4 years. It's been working very nice for me, and that is Relief Factor. Now, if you've got arthritis, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, maybe you've got just muscle aches and pain from your daily activities too, this will help you. This will help you. And you can start out by taking the Relief Factor 3-week quick start that costs $19.95. Now, you can go to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. There's a little 2.5-minute tutorial there from Pete and Seth Talbot telling you about how this product's all natural, that with the ingredients that are in it and what it does for you, that helps with the inflammation and the swelling that you have, which comes with many different things, which, by the way, is where you get a lot of the pain from. And with arthritis, of course, some of that is bone on bone, so that makes it even more interesting. But, again, try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start, $19.95, by going to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. After all you got to lose is pain. And back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, one of the great things about America is that every now and then a song comes along, and it's something that is really, I would call it, because different songs do different things. But we've had Lee Greenwood, And you remember his song, God Bless the USA?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Well, guess what?
What's that?
He's got a new version of it.
Oh, really?
Here we go.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, where the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
What can you say to that, right?
That's amazing. Love it.
Now, what's amazing about that song is that's not obviously just Lee Greenwood. He had the singing sergeants in there from the military.
Very cool.
And they were all in there. That's where you heard the female voices and all that stuff. And he had another some backup people in there with him. But it was amazing. That is unbelievable. And I liked the one before, but I like this one even better. Are you kidding me?
Well, sure. And especially on July 4th, you know, just to hear that song and realize what it really is standing for is quite moving.
Yeah, and Maria is saying in German, Danke, sir, for thank you. So, yeah, you betcha, Maria. I mean, I'd play that every hour if I could, but, you know, being as how it is the 4th of July, I'm definitely doing it right now. Now, you know, we did talk about the president starting out his giving the speech there in Mount Rushmore, certainly a significant place to do it, in lieu of all the riots, in lieu of the statutes. And what he managed to do there, Kyle, in my opinion, was he gave a dissertation of American history. And for those that chose to ignore it or didn't get it or made fun of it or whatnot, and you know, this is the deal. If Joe Biden makes any fun of what was done there, then I will say it out loud and I'll say it proud. Joe Biden is a moron.
Well, you know, Captain, the president did give, as you said, a dissertation on American history, and which I think we can start calling him now the professor in chief, perhaps. But what's really scary is that so many young people are not aware of these stories, it would seem, and they're very powerful.
They're not taught American history anymore, Kyle.
Well, exactly right. Or they're taught some version of it that is, in many ways, how shall I say, virtually anti-American somehow, because as the president said, Captain, the founding fathers aren't portrayed as heroes.
Yeah.
They're portrayed as villains.
When you get people out there in the news world, and I'm watching the broadcast as you were probably, and you hear them, well, we have indigenous people here. What the hell ever happened to calling them Native Americans or American Indians, because that's what the bulk of them were. They were there because of the tribal land that's been going up for over 200 years. They say the government took their land away from them, this, that, and the other, and all that stuff, but yet somebody had to sign a treaty 200 years ago. And guess what? If they don't like the way it is, sue the government.
Well, we have matters of you can redress things. In
that's
the
right.
Exactly.
And treaties have been changed before, but you don't stand there and say, "Well, the indigenous people," and then you start yanking people out of the crowd that are instigators, and they're not even Native Americans.
Well, right. But again, what all that is on the broadcast standpoint is they're simply trying to gin up whatever they can, as if they've just noticed that there are problems in this country. You know, they were, I guess maybe Obama could have fixed them, but again, it wasn't important.
And I want to say good morning to Lee, who's here in the Tampa Bay area. He's saying, I should send that song to the Nike Corporation. Yeah, well, you know, they got their own problems, because I'm not sure if Nike even knows what America is anymore.
Well, unfortunately, you know, what America has been made out to be, you know, and it's, you wonder, Captain, why is it that so many of these so-called leaders want to vilify our nation? I think the simple answer to that is they want power. See, they're not about empowering the people. This is exactly what the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution that followed was. We the people. It was an empowerment of the individual, but they want to empower the state. They want you to worship at the altar of the state, plain and simple.
Yep, and they want to determine everything that you do. Guaranteed income, full health insurance paid for, determined by the government, whether or not you can drive a blue car or a green car, whether or not it's going to be gasoline or electronic. Of course, they want electronic, but they got a little problem. They don't have enough charging points.
That's true. Yeah, not enough infrastructure. But even so, the Green New Deal is just a blueprint to take away your liberty. That's what it does.
Oh, you've opened me up for something when we come back. Okay, folks, when we come back, more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And by the way, the Energy Advisory Committee that the Joe Biden has consists of AOC, Ilhan Omar, Murtada Tlaib, and Ms. Presley, the Wild Fab Four, all on that bunch. Boy, he's going to get some great deals there, isn't he? Gee whiz. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
At Mount Rushmore, President Donald Trump gave his 4th of July speech to an enthusiastic crowd. And during the speech, he warned that protesters who destroy monuments would be punished to the fullest extent of the law, and that he's planning some brand new monuments for the United States.
I am signing an executive order to establish the National Guard of American Heroes, a vast outdoor park that will feature the statues of the greatest Americans to ever live.
And in the president's motivational speech, he reminded Americans that we will make it through these tough times.
America's future is in our hands. And ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come.
Enjoy your 4th of July. This is USA Radio News.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, and thank you very much for tuning in all around the country and wherever you're listening to us around the world. Again, a special shout out to Maria in Germany, and we appreciate her listening, and Steve over in Thailand. Thank you very much. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Now, I've been a customer of Geico for going on 14 years, and knock on wood, let me see here. Knock on wood, for 14 years, I've saved money every year because of two things. Number one, I'm a safe driver and I get a 10% discount. And number two, I bundle my car insurance and my homeowner's insurance together. So consequently, I get a much better rate. And you can too. And you can get a comparable rate and find out whether or not you can save any money by going to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and typing in your zip code and tell them what you're driving and all that. They'll ask you a few basic questions. And then guess what? You get a quote. And then you'll know. And you might be surprised at the amount of money you'll be able to save. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Now, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Steve in Thailand is saying, we were riding home in the car when you played that song. My wife said that she was in singing parts of it for years, and it's even better now than what it was before. Great song for sure. Okay, well, I told you.
Very cool. Yeah.
Now, let's talk about hydroxychloroquine, because there's a brand new study out now, once again, that shows that this saves lives and exposes why the media attacked Trump over it. There are a whole bunch of people that have got money invested in another drug. One of them is probably Dr. Fauci, because he doesn't want to lose money on this more expensive drug that they've got out there, and hydroxychloroquine costs about 90 cents a pill.
Well, that's true. You know, Captain, in wartime, you know, we're supposed to, you know, all come together. Everybody's supposed to be fighting the good fight, and everybody understands that. But in this particular case, this so-called wartime against the virus, I do think you have people trying to vie for that kind of thing.
They're trying to make money off this, and one of them is Bill Gates, okay? And what they've got, and by the way, this survey here, I just got a comment made by Dan the Navy man, and Dan the Navy man said, how many people were in the survey? 2,500. 2,500. That means it's an extremely good survey.
Well, certainly. And here's the thing. You know, as we fight this virus, there may be different ways of fighting it, different cocktails of drugs. In particular, this study, I think, showed if they gave them the drug early on, it helped significantly. So there are different drugs and different combinations that might help different groups, older, younger, what have you, and at different times, whether or not they have full-blown symptoms or whether they simply test positive. So, again, we have to let a thousand flowers bloom on this, and that's how we're going to beat this thing.
Now, the president talked last night in his speech about the fact that charges were coming now against some of the protesters and rioters that were out there in the streets. And in particular, I'm going to talk about Washington, D.C., and the federal statutes and the federal parks. The federal government has now brought charges against 150 people, federal violations of damaging or destroying those statutes or setting fire in the federal facilities, okay? And that carries some serious time along with it. But right here in my backyard in Tampa Bay, Florida, we had a riot down here too, where they went berserk downtown in Tampa and set fire to a couple of different businesses and did some looting there, and 67 of them got charged because they were recognized by facial identification and whatnot on the videos they had. So they charged 67 people, and they're throwing the book at them, and they should.
Well, they should, absolutely. Destruction of property and so forth. Again, you know, we have mechanisms in this country to affect change. You can bring lawsuits. You can get on a soapbox and say what you want to the people. There are all kinds of things in order to generate change and generate a change of heart or change of thought. And that's what we should be doing. But the wanton destruction of public property is not available.
Now, what would you say if I told you there was a complaint against Facebook, and of all things, it's an EEOC complaint that alleges that Facebook is biased against their black workers? What would you say about that?
Yeah, I heard about this. Yes, exactly.
And this is major, because this is a federal violation that the black workers are claiming against Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg and company.
Right. Well, what they're saying is that it's very difficult for African American or black people to advance in their careers at Facebook, to be brought on, you know, even at first as well. And so, yes, this is could turn out to be a very, very significant case. It certainly is very important.
Now, you like baseball, right?
Oh, of course, yeah.
And you like football, right?
I do, yeah.
The jury's kind of out on the football, because they're going to play what they call the Black National Anthem. And by the way, I made a mistake last night, and I want to fess up to that right now. They're going to play the Black National Anthem at two of the preseason games before the National Anthem. Then they're going to play the National Anthem.
Oh, interesting, yeah, because the information we had last night was that it was omitting the National Anthem.
No, it's not. Now it's they're playing it before, so they're playing two of them. And it's not even, and by the way, several blacks have come out and said it's not the Black National Anthem. They don't have a National Anthem.
No, I think it's more of a colloquialism. You know, it just sort of got a moniker hung on it. But it's, I believe it's called Lift Your Voices. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I might play it if I can find it, but then again, I might not. First, it was the Washington Redskins, right? They want the FedEx said, hey, man, we own your stadium. We want you to change your name because it's racial or whatever the deal was, right?
Right.
Now, there's another team that's being pressured to change their name, the Cleveland Indians.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so this could be a start of a real trend. The Washington Redskins, of course, there's a couple of different suggestions that I've heard in some of these news reports. One of them would be the Warriors, which may still have a connotation of the American Indian.
Do you remember the name of the basketball team in Washington?
What was that?
The Washington Wizards.
The Wizards, yeah.
And they caught flack for that.
Oh, really? Because they were wizards? Exactly, yeah.
Well, take it from wherever you want.
Oh, you? I got you. Yeah, yeah. Now I get it. Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens there. In the meantime, Prime Minister Trudeau up in Canada, he's got a little problem going on. He's facing a probe for a $664 million government charity contract.
Yes, and evidently this may be an organization that he and his family have some kind of...
They have money in it.
Yes, exactly.
They actually have money in this charity.
Yeah, so that's a definite no-no, and honestly, this will be something he'll have to try to fix real quick.
And remember we talked about the guy that was found in there inside the Prime Minister's residence up there in Canada with a gun?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He was a Canadian Armed Forces individual, and he's now facing 22 charges for doing that.
Wow. Well, again, that's always scary when something like that happens. And being a public figure and certainly being a national leader, you always have to be very careful about that.
By the way, one other thing about the president and these statues on federal property and whatnot, the president last night in his speech credited the law and order stance that they're taking and drawing a line in the sand, so to speak, about this. And he ended ending the statue destruction and, of course, the Seattle CHOP, but he's also issued an executive order that it is a federal, they're going to enforce the fact that it is a federal charge on federal property with a federal statute that's there to damage it, deface it, or whatever.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, you know, I think a lot of people, Captain, across the country are wondering, you know, how is this getting to this point even? So the president is taking a very strong stance, and I think he'll be rewarded for that. The opposite, of course, is anarchy, chaos in the streets, and people have grown very tired of seeing that.
Now, Steve in Thailand is saying if they played the Black National Anthem and then the U.S. National Anthem, it will be interesting to see if someone else kneels and what they kneel for, which one they kneel for and which one they stand up for.
Yes, it will be. See, and that will be, again, sort of, and one of the things the NFL is doing here is probably trying to undo some of the issues that it had with the players, with the kneeling in the prior season. But certainly kneeling and then not kneeling for either of these two, the national anthem or this song, would certainly stir all that up again, I'm afraid. So hopefully we'll just all be consistent, but we'll see.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more. The Truckers Highway and Bible Report, first one for the night. We do have some weather streaming across the northern part of the United States tonight. We got some storms in the mix, and we'll tell you where they're at. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I will be coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun.
It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and now it's time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. First one of the night, brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Make sure you pull on into one of those because it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. You go in there, tell them that the captain sent you. You were listen to Captain's America Third Watch, and it'll get you a nice free hot cup of coffee. By the way, you might also hear the program being played right there behind the fuel desk. And here we go.
Little boogie tune called Raise Radio. Little song with that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a pair right feet, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dad's. I got a Road King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hangout in a radio fight. Well, he went to Petey's mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Now when you get around, a driver wants to throw a dead key, well, you can find his ass if you'll just listen to me. I use my RF gain and my squelch control and that little bitty meter on my radio.
There ain't nothing wrong with my radio. And that's Ray Carlisle and the Rooster Cruisin' song, as he's out there just a rooster cruising along. And I'll tell you what, that song is from 1979, so that's an oldie but goodie right there. And you can still find that somewhere on the internet anyway. Now, let's talk about the weather, because we got us a little bit of weather out there tonight. Not a lot. I'm going to bring Kyle Warren into the mix now. Here's what I'm looking at, Kyle. Showers and thunderstorms are expected along a stationary frontal border from the mid-south to the eastern Gulf Coast region and northern Florida through Saturday. I know it's coming because we've been hearing and talking about it quite a bit during the week. But right now, we've got a front which is up in North Dakota and the extreme northeastern tip of Montana that's been there. We've got severe thunderstorms, we've got flood watches and warnings all the way from the Canadian border in North Dakota to the South Dakota border. So one end of the state to the other down there, north-south over in the corner there.
Yeah, that's right, Captain, and we may see a little bit of change in that here as we get through the July 4th weekend. The jet stream is going to change its shape a little bit. Right now it's right up in the northern tier of the U.S. It's going to flatten out a little bit, we understand, and that's going to allow some changes in weather in that area.
Yeah, now the other thing is that in the north-central part of the U.S., that's part of it, locally severe thunderstorms, flash floodings will remain possible. Meantime, hot temperatures will persist through the weekend over much of the central and eastern part of the U.S., and pleasant temperatures will be out in the northwest. That means what's going on in California, by the way, too, temperature-wise. I do see what looks like some rain. Looks like it's around the Los Angeles area and something offshore again.
Well, right now, just offshore of the Los Angeles area, we've got a high surf advisory. This is really, I think, mostly in the Orange County area, it looks like, Huntington Beach, that area. Also up in the Bay Area, we've got a small craft advisory as you head into San Francisco Bay and just offshore as well. But temperature-wise, we're still going to see temperatures that look like they're going to be in the mid to high 90s over the July 4th weekend and cooling down a little bit as we go into next week. In Southern California, got to tell you, it's been very pleasant. There's no change really that we're looking for. If we had a little bit of drizzle, that might be, but we're looking at temperatures of 80 degrees for the next several days, Captain.
Well, we got fog tonight. We got fog around Chicago again, from Chicago up to Wisconsin. It looks like along I-90, that'd be I-94 over there, 90 and 94 together. So there's fog in that area. And then we've got some fog again along the Illinois and the Ohio, southwestern corner of Ohio. Illinois, southeastern corner, and the southern part of Indiana. Louisville got some fog coming out of there. It looks like we got some fog on the East Coast. A little bit of rain. It looks like we've had some rain tonight in Jersey and Delaware, but that seems to be gone at the moment.
Yes, exactly right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, we got to wish happy birthday to somebody. You ready?
Absolutely.
The Kentucky Colonel's mother has a birthday today, so hello to the Kentucky Colonel's mother.
All right, happy birthday, yes.
Yeah, how about that? So there you go. Now, the other thing is, I do see in, let's see, this is Missouri, about central Missouri, just about I-44 around Rolla. Looks like we're somewhere near Rolla. I believe that's a severe thunderstorm warning and a flood warning in this that's in there.
That's right. Yeah, we do have a flash flood warning in there, and it looks like this is in Dent, Marie's, and Phelps area of the of that particular region.
Yeah. Now, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, everybody, is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Pilots and Flying J's, they're not your daddy's truck stop anymore. When you used to go in there and you get a hot dog and a cup of coffee or a bag of chips and maybe a soda and out the door you go because that's about all they had. So, you know, you can take advantage of the new Pilot and Flying J and what they have to offer, because you can go into a new Pilot Travel Center and you might walk into a Wendy's or an Arby's, or maybe you walk into a full-service Dairy Queen. I mean, all that is really something, really something. And keep in mind that it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And, Kyle, I'm going to do something different. You know what I'm going to do to take us to the top of the hour?
I hope it's more Lee Greenfield.
It's Lee Greenwood.
Greenwood, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you bet I am. I'm going to do it again. Here we go.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again. Just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, where the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. God bless the USA.
Texas, oh, from sea to shining sea,
from Detroit down to Houston,
New York to LA,
where there's pride in every American heart,
and it's time we stand and say, oh, and I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave their right to me.
And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today,
cause there ain't no doubt of this day. God bless the USA.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captains of America, Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.